All right, so let's begin today's daf.
How long she would make you? Is it permanent employee? Or a temporary employee? Or is it tired out? Or what's going on?
Trial period, right?
So many cases.
And another question, Barry 101. Have we tried, have we touched the topic that it's an obligation for a Jew to pay first the employee and then you?
You're the last well, one.
That's a puzzle we had in actually last week's parsha. That you hire somebody, you have to. You can't even keep the money overnight. There's no rule that for yourself, but there's a rule for making sure that they get their paid on time. Okay, let's continue.
Yeah,
but that's we didn't get there, but we'll get to more talk about that. Okay, pshita. It's obvious. Boilis wouldn't be meya. The person is trying to sell a smaller property for 100 zuz. Couldn't find any buyers for that. So, okay, nobody wants to buy small piece of property. It's like, what's the point of it? So he took a little bit of a larger property that's 200 and he's selling that for 200. And he's trying to get all the money out from the buyer. Look, honey, clearly that's not a good Kenyan, and the reason why it's not a good Kenyan is because he only wanted to sell it. It's a secondary that he's trying to sell this property. His intention was to sell a smaller property because he wants the money, so it's a different story. I'm sure there's not a question on that case. Ella, Iboilis wouldn't be mayor. What, Velashkach? What if the guy could find a buyer for the 100? If he wanted to, and he didn't find it, but v'tarach havamashkach, he could have put in a little bit more effort to try and sell that property, and he didn't bother. But like tarach, and he didn't bother. And then he sold the one worth 200. And he's asking for the money for it. So now, you know, if he really wanted that extra 100, he would have pushed for it. So well, how do we look at this? Do we say this scenario, the fact that he didn't do the effort to sell the 100 means that he's kind of happy to get rid of the 200 field also. And if that's the case, it's like he's selling the field because of how bad it is, and that's why he wants the money. But the sale is definitely going through. Or maybe you can't draw that conclusion. It's just not worth the hassle because he didn't want to do the hassle. But that doesn't mean that he's really happy to sell this without getting all the money, and therefore it's not a Kenyan, and that's a suffix, and therefore Teiko remains with the question.
I don't understand that case at all.
The man
is trying to sell a piece of
two
property.
Properties.
He has two properties.
One with
100, one for 200.
Right.
He couldn't sell the 100, but the 200 was, somebody bought the 200, but he only gave him 100 on it.
Right, and okay. He's hacking him for the geld. Okay. So we know when you're asking for the money and you're saying, where's the rest of it? We say the sale's not really finalized.
That's right, because he still wants the other 100.
Right.
So we forget about the 100 property.
Now,
that's
no, but it's relevant because
you said
if you couldn't have sold the 100, then we know that the sale here is not finalized until you get the money. You don't mean to sell because you really needed the money. In fact, I didn't even want to sell this property. I really wanted the other one.
To sell the other one.
Right.
But since I don't get the money from him, so I said, wait a minute. You cannot give me the money. You get the 100, and that's all that you can get.
No, he didn't push him off yet. We're not saying that. But we're saying, I want all the full 200 for this
that's
property.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
What happened? What if I could have sold the 100 if I really put some effort into it?
I wouldn't have sold the 200.
I wouldn't have sold, no, but I didn't. I could have, but it's clear that there are buyers willing to buy the 100 property.
Yeah.
And I didn't do that effort. Does that mean that when I'm selling the 200, it's just because it's easier for me, but it's not that great of a property, and maybe I'm selling it because it's bad. When it's selling for bad and you're asking for the money, it's a totally different thing. It's not that I don't want the sale to go through. I want it to go through even without the full payment. I just want it so over that he can't come back to me to bite me, that he's going to say, hey, I didn't know how bad this is. I didn't know it needed a new roof, a new everything, a new floor. You know what I'm saying? So you wanted, I said it was as is, but the point being is that I want all the money out, so he's not going to withhold funds. You understand?
Okay.
It's a totally different attitude. And that's the question. It's two ways of looking at it, and that's why we're not sure. Take it. Sachar is a chamor v'esakadot. He hired the workers. Sachar le'anu matan. So you said two things you could do. Either you could hire on their calculation, meaning
no, chamor.
Chamor is a donkey driver.
Are you No, you only hire the driver.
The driver.
No, they come with the donkey. It's a package.
I have together. Yeah, it's a package.
It's a package. That's what they do. They schleppers, right? The porters, basically. Vesakador. Sochar land, if they didn't do the job, they cut there, they whatever. So I'm allowed to hire on their calculation, meaning comes out of their pocket. Al Matanor, I tricked them to do the job, telling them that they'll get more when they're not going to get more. Okay, now, I come a Sochar
land. Tried to them?
Yes, correct. Tricked them. Now, I come a Sochar land. Again, that was only by a case where it's a Dabra Avod, and I can't find anybody else. So it cost me a lot more. How much can I overpay on their calculation, on their, you know, on their places, on their costing them? Amar Rav Nachman, ad kedei scharan, up to their wages. That's where it maxes out. Whatever the full wages are, they can basically up to that on their calculation. Okay. Eisvei Rav Elu Rav Nachman, adar bam b'chamishim says, didn't we see up to 40, 50 zos? It's a lot more than the wages. Amar lekitani yishabasa chabil yada. That's different. That's where the people who dropped out of the job left goods at your house. So you have stuff in hand. The point being is that if it's a davar avad and they back out, it's costing you a lot of money, you have a right to charge them an inordinate amount of money. But only if the money's in hand, because they left some of their things by you, they left the wagon, the whatever, valuables, so then I could say, look, you want it back? This is my loss thanks to you, so whatever, prove that you're entitled to it back. Otherwise, I'm keeping it, even if it's multiple times over what their wage is. But if all I have on them is the wage, so then that's all I can, you know, really negotiate. I don't have very strong negotiating powers. I'm not going to get money out of their pocket. But if they're the money that...
They don't have it.
They don't have it. You can't squeeze out of a rock money, right? So that's the difference. Okay. New Mishnah. Asach hazach amar lo alich bar. I'm renting the donkey, and I rent it for a mountain donkey to go up the mountain. You know, like you rent it when you go on the Grand Canyon.
I live on foot.
You did it on foot, right?
Okay, you cardio. You do the cardio every day.
Take it off the road. Okay.
Okay.
So
a little bit pickup, but he didn't take it on the. He didn't take it on the mountain. Instead, he took it in the valley. Bibika, he was hired to do it in the valley. Well, Likabaran took it on the mountain. Afilazu has a million, if it's a million, even if the distance is identical, it's not identical. Umesa, if the animal dies, Chayev, I'm responsible because I didn't do what it was supposed to be. It was the deal was to take it.
I'm the owner of the donkey?
You're the owner of the donkey. I hired the donkey, and I hired it to do A, and I didn't do A, I did B.
Okay.
And there's a difference between mountain and lowland. They each have advantages. The mountain has one risk, the lowland has its own risk. That's a story. But since I did the wrong thing, I'm chayiv. That's called negligence or whatever.
Okay.
And I said the mountain, I hired it for the mountain, and it went to the valley. So then, it's saying, im hichlika, if the animal in the valley slipped and tripped. So, Potter, I'm not responsible, because guess what? In the mountain, it's even gross. More likely to trip. Yeah. There, it's a lot steep. If he's going to slip, he's not going to slip more in the valley. Vim hukma, but if it overheated in the valley, that's on me, chayev, because it's much more humid in the valley. Okay? Now, lalicha bebika of alicha bar, let's say it was for the valley and not the mountain. Imichlika, if it slipped, chayev, because you added on a danger that wasn't part of the deal. But if it overheated in the mountain, potter, because overheating, it shouldn't be overheating in the mountain.
For sure, in the bottom.
Right, if it would have overheated more likely in the low parts. Okay. In machmas hamayla, but if it overheated because of how high it was, the higher elevation, that caused it, you know, to like
less strain oxygen, itself.
That's all right, less oxygen than chayev, than it is you, chayev. Let's say you hire a donkey and the vivrika, which something happened to the donkey, we'll see what that is. Or it was requisitioned by the government. Amarlo, the renter, the owner of the donkey can tell him, hey man, it's not my problem. You know, it's on you. That's your tough luck. Okay? That's the way.
Tough luck.
Tough luck. to you.
A tough luck.
Tough luck. It's English. It's an English expression. It means too bad.
Okay. Yeah, too bad.
Too bad. Okay. So sad. Okay, whatever. Rachel called Benachem Meisa Nishbra, but if it dies or breaks, Chayv Lama Lechamor, I owe you a new donkey. That's on me. I have to make a donkey. But if something happened to the donkey that can happen, it still will see what the story is. But anyway, there's a difference. Okay.
You hired the donkey.
We'll explain it in the Gemara.
Rented a car, and the car breaks down, the tire breaks down. So who has to fix it? You or the company?
If it's a break.
The company.
The company, right.
Well, if you do so driving on the highway.
Let's say you get a ticket. Happens,
then the company. But if you drive in the creeks over there with rocks and stones and nails, who is reliable? Okay, the same story.
Similar like story.
Nothing changed.
Same story. Mm-hmm. Let's continue. Maishna Resham at the Loka Maflik. Maishna Sefi the Kamaflik. It seems like we're saying the same halacha in the beginning and the second case. In the first one, we don't say what thing happened. Did it slip? Did it overheat? Mm-hmm. We didn't discuss that. And in the second line that we're saying the halacha, we're saying it depends what happened. Did it slip in the lowlands? Oh, then he's not responsible. Did it overheat in the mountain? Then he's not responsible. Why did we make that distinction in the Reisha? That's the question. So Amit Verivyani Reisha Shemesa Machmasafia. In the Reisha, it died because of the air. Okay, the air messed it up. Now, Tamrinan Avir the Har Katla, Tamrin Avir the Big Katla, because there's contrast in the air, and sometimes it could be the mountain air. Yeah, oh, that's what happens. It's a thinner oxygen level, and that could be what
they get dizzy, yeah.
Or in the valley, the humidity killed it. Okay, so one or the other. Okay, Avir the Big Katla. Now, Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina, Amar Kegon Shemesa Machmas Uftzina. It got overtired. That's what happened. It got exhausted. And that's why it died. And that also could be that there's a strain in either direction. There's some, you know.
You forced it.
Yeah, no. If you're not used to the elevation, no. That's why if normally goes on the higher elevations, then when it goes into lower elevation, it's...
cannot do the same
amount of load. It gets overloaded. And the same is true the other way. If it's used to the low and it goes on the high, it gets over.
The heart can't
handle it, right? You get a heart attack.
That's doesn't what, matter what.
There's a story about this happens. You know, people go hiking; they're not used to hiking, and they can push themselves and whatever. Get a heart attack. Chas v'shalom.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what it is.
Okay. Bye.
Rabba Amar Kiganche Kisha Nachash. It got bitten by a snake. So you could say
how much you could do about that.
There's no snakes in the mountains. There's snakes only
whatever.
sure there.
That's what it is. There are snakes in the mountains, but it's a different kind of snake. Anyway, but it certainly wouldn't have gotten bitten by this snake if it was in the mountain.
That's for sure.
Like that's right.
And it certainly wouldn't be if it was in the valley and it got bitten by a snake over here. It wouldn't be bitten by that. So that snake's over there. It's not over down here. So that's why it's on you. You understand? That's what it was saying. Okay, Rabbi Chia bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yechman, Hamanir Meir, different answer. It's going like Rabbi Meir. Damer kol Amavir al Das Bashal Bal Bayis. When you go against, no Nikra Gazlan. If you go against what the Bal Bayis says, it's a thievery. That sheet does remain.
I mean, that's far, huh?
You use the donkey for a different part.
Exactly. Yeah. That's not the deal. You went against the deal.
Lift.
Yeah. Okay. Gazlan. Now. Hi, Remeir. Where does Remeir say this? That we're saying it's Remeir. Where does Remeir say this? So, Elim Remeir did Zalvan. Maybe it's Remeir of the paint case. Ditanan, the Mishnah says, no, he said, Tamer, Zalvan, you give wool to the dyer, to the wool dyer. Litzvoyloetam, and you wanted a nice wool, a red wool, beautiful red wool dress, okay? So he wanted to do red, but it's shachar, and he made it black. It's not what the deal was. Shachar, it's why I needed a black one for my shul, and they painted it red. Okay,
that's not as bad. That you could fix.
Oh, put black on the red.
Yeah, you put it in black, and that's it.
Rabbi Omer, nice and late to make. Rabbi Meir says, you own brand new wool because you killed the wool. That's not what the deal was. I need new wool now. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imashvach yasolitia, if the improvement is more than the expense. Now it's only say it's here, you get the expense, the cost of the dye. Bimaiti is here al shvach. If the expense is greater than the improvement, That's less a shvach. Sometimes the color is not a color anybody wants, so it's not improved on it. So that's a story. So the Gemara says that's not a raya that Rav Meir holds, that that when you change, you're a goslin. And that's why it's like you
what's
stole it.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to pay even though he gave you the wrong color for the dye?
Just for the dye.
Why?
Because it's worth
keep it
more
and
than.
Give me. Yeah, but keep it. And give
it's
me.
My wool.
It has some wool, some paint, more value.
Okay.
It's more valuable than undyed wool. So Mimai Dil Mashani Hasam the Kandi Mashini Maisa. Maybe the reason of her mayor there is not because you're a goslin, but because once it changes, the guy owns it by changing it. And that's why it's like it becomes his. It's not like you're a goslin, but it becomes his because he changed from what it was. Eloha Rameir, it's another Rameir, Dimagvis Purim. It's talking about the Rameir of the Purim funds, collected for Purim funds, very relevant to Shaila. The time the Bais says, Magvis Purim, the Purim. When you make a Purim collection, it's for Purim expenses. Magvis a year, less a year. If you collect funds for a city, you have to give the funds to that city. You can't maneuver the funds, say, well, somewhere, there's nobody somewhere here in the city that needs it, so we'll give it to some other city. No. But we're not that picky. Meaning, we can be a little bit flexible in this. Avalokhin, as hagolim, you could take calves, bishoftim, you slaughter them, ba'ochlim osam, and they eat it. Meaning, even though it was for, you know, so the basics, the most of it, the bulk of it goes to the costs of the seuda, whatever it is. And the rest of them, if there's leftover funds, it goes to the Gishol Tzedakah, and that's it. Just put it in the charity box, even though it was spent for Purim. Do you have to buy more and more and more, more bottles of wine, whatever, and then force them to drink it? No. Okay, Rebbe Lezer, Omer, Magnus Purim, Le Purim. Ve'ena Ani, Rishai Likach, Men Ritzua, Le Sandali. It's so limited that he can't even buy a shoe strap. Okay, that's how specific it is. Elam Kane Hisnam B'mayimet Anshehir. You need permission from the people of the city that it's okay to use it for your own needs. Okay. Divrei Rav Yaakov. That's Rav Yaakov. Shidah Shomer Mishum Remeir. Rav Yaakov in the name of Remeir. So you see, changing from the das of the Baal Bayis is serious stuff, and it's like you need permission. Rav Shim Gamliel Mekel is more lenient. So the Gemara says Dilma Asanami that Daita the Purim Udiyavle. That's very different. I'll tell you why. Because there, the person who gave it to him said, I'm giving you this money for Purim. I didn't give you this money to buy shoe straps. That's not what it's for. So I'm specific. So you have to get permission. He didn't give it for other things. So that's not exactly a raya to the case of the donkey. The donkey, I'm giving you the donkey to rent. You are renting the donkey to use it. Now to travel. So, okay, it was supposed to be in the mountain. Maybe that's a different type of thing. That's not as he's not as particular. But here, I gave it to you for a specific need. I'm not giving it for other needs. That's not what the deal is. Hello, Rameir. So there's another Rameir. Detanya Reb Shim ben Elazar Omer Mishum Rameir. Shim Elazar is the name Rameir. Hanoizin dinner l'ani likach l'chalut. I gave a dinner to l'ani to buy a jacket. Lo yikach l'bay talis. He can't buy a talis with that money. Talis, liyikach lechaluk. If I give money for a talis, he cannot buy a jacket. It's for a talis. Why? Because he's going against what the Baal Bayis gave it to him for. You can't say, well, look, I really want the talis more than I want a jacket. I want a jacket more than I want a talis. It doesn't matter. So, that's, you see, you can't be Mishana from the Das Baal Bayis. That's what it's saying. Fred the Gemara with Dil Mishana, also maybe that's different. Because the reason why it's a big deal is because they're going to come to suspect. Meaning he made it known that, this poor guy's going without a jacket. I'm sponsoring him a jacket. So what's going to happen? They know about it. They know, and then they see that he's still in the same old, junky jacket. It's like that they're going to suspect that this guy didn't carry out what he promised. Even though he's in a brand new talis, but they don't know that it has anything to do with him. You understand? So it looks bad, and it makes and that's why it's you can't switch. Damirchi Amar Planya Zavnina Lelavusha Leplani. He said Anya. He said that he's going to buy this garment for this poor man. He didn't do it. This guy's a big promiser. You get a bad reputation like that. That's why it's a big deal. Inami Zavnina Leglima, he said a jacket. He didn't. Im Kain, if that's the truth. Okay, so the Gemara is saying maybe that's a different concern there. So if Gemara says can't be. Why? Because Im Kain, if that was the whole concern, listening, it should have said, Mipnei Hachshad. Because of this, he creates a suspicion on him that he's not carrying out his word. It said a different reasoning. Didn't say because it creates a suspicion on the person who gave the money. It's because he went against the das of the Baal Bayis. Shema mina, Mishum Deshani, it's because he went against it. He did different than he was told. Nothing to do with suspicion. It wasn't necessarily something that was public. It's still the Chomar Baal Das Pesha Baal Bayis Nigri Kassan, and that's the Remeir that says it. So we finally found the Remeir statement, and that's what's going on over here. Why, going up the mountain instead of the thing? Because you did different than what we agreed on.
Okay.
Now we have to define what a vrika is. My vrika, here they explain no raisa, which means, okay, Dr. Jacob's not here, some type of cataracts. It developed cataracts and can't see so well. Okay. Rava Amar Avzakis. Avzakis is, it got worms in its feet, so it can't walk, so it can't carry much of a load. Okay. The Milsa de Malka, this is sort of a side thing. Somebody said that there's worms who are eating up the silk of the king. Okay? Amrlai Bimai. Which ones? Bitali Kesef? Is it in the silver talis? Or Bitali Zav? Or in the Odalov? Or the gold ones? Which basically means silver is like, is it in the flax of the king? Or is it in the gold of the king? Which is, referring to different material. The gold is like wool that's painted red, and the silver is the white linen, okay? And
what does this matter?
The price.
Because he's lying about what he saw?
Yes, that's exactly why it matters. Because Igad Amri Bitali Kesef, one answer said, oh, it was in the linen, okay? Vikadu, and they killed him because he made up a story. Because it's obviously not true, because the linen, there's no worms that eat up linen. Okay, Yikadamri Bitali Zav, which is in the wool, Amar Shavkua, because they do have moths that eat the moths, so that could be true. So that's the story. But moths, there's no such thing as a moth that eats linen. That doesn't work. That there's no such thing. Okay, Ashenas Ankarya, or it was taken by the requisition by the king. Okay, Amrila Rishal Chalav Necha. It's your bit tough luck. It's not my problem. So Amrav Lo Shanu El Bankaria Choseres. That's if it's where you get it back. Okay, Aval Bankaria Shena Choseres Chayv Lamid Lo Chamar. I have to give you a different donkey if it's non-returnable. What type of requisition is it? So it's very interesting. We'll see more about this. Okay, Shmuel Amar Ben Agar Choseres Ben Agar Shena Choseres. It depends. In Bider Chalicha, if they're taking it on the way that you're going. Nitla, so Omer lo Arish Chalav Necha, say it's your bed luck. V'ma b'der chalichasa nitla, and if it's in a different direction, chayv la'am lechamor. Now, what does that mean? So the Gemara, the Rashi explains that the way it works is like this: that the when they requisition the donkey, they say, "Look, we have a message from the king that we have to send. We need to take your donkey." So how does it work? They take the donkey going in the direction. If that's the direction you need to go anyway, you follow them. As soon as they hit another animal from somebody else, they give you back your animal, and then they take the other guy's animal, and he follows them. And that's way they have the... They get all the way, they keep getting a fresh animal, and they keep moving. And so all you have to do is just follow them till they find a new animal. And then they switch animals, they take the next one, and you get yours one back. So if it's going in the same direction, so just follow it, and then you'll get yours back. It's a hassle and a half. It's very annoying. What could I do? It's not the...
You're going that way anyway.
You're going that way anyway. Too bad.
But what do you do with the load? Or just hire the donkey to walk with you?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, it's a zagetas. That's the way it is. But it's like it's your tough luck, and it's not their problem. But it's choseres because you do get it back. Uh-huh. Anyway, that's the two possibilities. Either
but not necessarily.
What do you mean?
Like in Israel, in my days, if the government needed your car because of war situation, tough luck.
It's
that's right. That's what we're talking about. If they're not giving it back, they're not giving it back. Then the guy who owns it, he lost his animal,
exactly,
and he has to give you a new one because you paid rent. Now, Meisvei the Gemara is a question. Asocher is a chamor. Somebody hires a donkey. Vivrika, and this happened to it. Oshenestato went crazy. Amar la rich kol v'nechasei too bad. Meisav he died. Oshenestan kariyo. I have to give you another donkey for the fact that the donkey was taken. Now, Bish, Lama Larav, Lekash Kamagar Chazers, Kamagar Shein Chazers. I understand the difference. El Shmuel, according to Shmuel Kasha, it's a difficulty. Avachitim in Shmuel Nami Lekasha, Kansha Bader Chalikasa, this is when it's the same direction. Nitla Kansha, Lo Bader Chalikasa Nitla, it was taken to go the opposite direction. Omala Rech Chalof Anecha, he could say, "Harish Chol Fenecha Vim Lav Chayv Lamelu Chamor Chamor Mechal De Tanakama." One second, I skipped a line. Hamid Diktani Sefer Reb Shimon Elazar Omer. Reb Shimon Elazar says, "Im Biderech Halikas Neitla Omer Lo Harish Chol Fenecha Vim Lav Chayv Lamelu Chamor Mechal De Tan." That's the Reb. Only Reb Shimon Elazar says that. Mechal De Tanakama Lo Shani Le. So that's the Kash on Shmuel. Some like Shmuel, so Shmuel could say, "Okay." It doesn't bother me. Lav meikar Reb Shimon ben Elazar dekoy kavasi. I know dar meikar Reb Shimon ben Elazar. What's the problem? I can hold the Reb Shimon ben Elazar. He's a Tana. I have on whom to rely. I say that's the halacha. That if it's that there's a difference between not whether it's being given back to you or not, but whether it's going the right direction or not. And that's my pshat, and that's what Reb Shimon ben Elazar says. That's how I'm calling. All right, then we could continue. We'll stop over here. Continue this tomorrow.